kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin sa programa, Hope Dolino. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Hope.
Good morning, Anne, and good morning to all our listeners as well. Thank you for having me in your show.
Yes, at nagtatrabaho ka na, you're part of the Proctera, at ikaw ay Programs Manager. Can you tell us first about your job at ano ang ginagawa mo sa Proctera?
Sure. So, Proctera is an edtech startup. What I do in my team as part of the programs team is, we deliver a range of experiential learning programs to students across the country, and that is with the use of our tech platform. So it's pretty much like internship-like programs that help students, build on their employability skills while they are still at university, helping them to find better jobs when by the time they graduate.
So very interesting ito at very helpful sa mga hindi lang sa mga local students, kundi pati na rin sa mga international students.
Particularly, correct. And that's why I'm very passionate with what I do, because these are opportunities that I did not have as much when I was still at university. So when they said that they were introducing it in Victoria then in 2017 when I graduated, I want to be a part of that.
I want to be there, yeah.
Yes, let me pitch in.
Oo. At alam namin, Hope, na ikaw ay very engaged sa mga volunteering works nung ikaw ay nag-aaral pa. At syempre, hanggang ngayon, alam ko, patuloy pa rin ang pag-volunteer mo.
Medyo nag-slow down, pero we're still there. You can't change the person if that's genuinely your passion. Yes, correct.
At kumbaga, dahil sa na-experience mo, yung mga volunteering opportunities naman na yon ay nakatulong din sa iyo to really enhance yourself and develop yourself and your skills, ano? At para sa mga nag-aaral naman ngayon, particular para sa mga international students, malaking tulong ang iyong kaalaman at syempre yung mga opportunities na pwede mong i-share sa mga nakikinig sa atin, lalo na sa mga international students.
I hope so.
Oo. At ikaw ay isa ka sa mga speaker sa isang talk ng CISA or ng Council of International Students of Australia, kung saan ang title nito ay Unleash Your Inner Leader.
Oh, di ba? Ako, napaka-heavy ng title, but yeah.
Oo. So basically, ano ang pag-uusapan mo o ibabahagi mo sa talk na ito?
Sure. So just in a nutshell, it's owning your power. Recognizing your skills, your strengths, your weaknesses, how you can actually leverage that to bring out your inner leader, and how you can be of better service to others by being your authentic self. So in a nutshell, yun siya. And let's not spill a lot of information, but at least and I encourage others who are listening, particularly our international students, to please join that CISA session. And you can check the website and you can join the link. At the moment, sabi sa akin, we already have 900 students who have registered. So it's very exciting. So I will be joined by three other speakers, and that will be a moderated session. This is just one of the many. And yeah, there is so much to learn for that CISA 10-year anniversary conference.
Yes, nasabi mo yun, 10th year ng CISA, and yeah, this online conference, first time sa history ng CISA na online dahil nga sa kinakaharap natin na pandemic, at ito ay free.
Yes, that's right.
So para sa mga nakikinig sa atin, dapat na mag-register dahil maraming matututunan. Oo.
Tama. And I suppose we can share the link on your website as well, right?
Yes, tama.
Yeah. Awesome. Yes, sir. We'll surely do.
Yes. At syempre, dahil nga ikaw ay nagtatrabaho sa Proctera at you give opportunities para sa mga estudyante, paano naman dapat yung mga estudyante sa paghahanap nila ng mga internship? What should they think about?
What should they think about in looking for internships is, okay, let's first clarify that, because meron tayong internships na tinatawag, and internships by law should be paid.
Mm.
Okay? And What we offer at Practera are internship-like opportunities. These are opportunities for students to connect with industry and with, you know, like light touch projects. And really the aim of that is to hone their employability skills, not their technical skills. Okay, so meron tayong tinatawag na internships that you know, you work for organizations that's in line with what you are studying. But what we are doing with our projects is helping students develop soft skills, a set of honed transferable skills that you can take with you, whichever industry you're in. So that's
tulad ng halimbawa.
Yeah, so ano ba yung mga soft skills na I'm referring to, right? These could be, just to name a few, conflict resolution, problem solving, you know, leadership skills, communication skills, teamwork skills. A lot of this, and there's a lot of talk around this now because ang dami nating graduates, we have diplomas, and very, you know, it's quite unfortunate, and this is actually one of the main reasons why I'm genuinely passionate about what I do, because when I was still working at University of Melbourne before I joined Practera, reviewing and you know, I was helping students then with their CVs, cover letters, ang tataas ng mga marka ng mga students, and it's just sad that they're even struggling to get an interview. Right?
Mm-mm.
Because walang experiences or walang masyadong, you know, like exposure, particularly with international students na we, and I even say as we, because I, at one point during my student journey, I was like that. I was just focused on my academics, and then I quickly realized na hindi pwedeng ganito.
Dahil yeah. Hope sa Australia, hindi lang basta nag-aaral ka at hindi lang basta yung grades ang tinitignan sa'yo, kundi yung experience mo locally at kung paano ka nag-i-engage within the community.
Ito pa. When I was first applying for jobs, when I first arrived, my work experience was the Philippines. Pero it was very discouraging that employers or at least recruiters would tell me na, wala ka pang local work experience. You know, what have you actually done here? And then that's when I started volunteering because kailangan yung local experience.
Dahil kinoconsider yon as, kumbaga, tinitignan yon ng mga employers at ng recruiters na, oh, nag-volunteer ka with these organizations, mm-hmm. you've been engaged with this organization, ano?
Mm-hmm. And that's when you can actually, where you can actually showcase your soft skills. Yeah, kasi transferable yun eh, kahit saan ka, kahit anong trabahong gawin mo. Your technical skills that you learn from the university and you know, the other internships that you take while being at university, plus these other programs like what we do at Practera, is what's hopefully going to make you, you know, more ready for the workforce by the time you graduate. By the kasi considered siya as real world learning experience. So pwede mo siyang isulat sa CV mo. And yes, so that is something that you can talk about during your interview, and then, you know, you can even ask your in our programs we have clients and mentors that you can write as your, you know, your referee, and that is also one of the big problems that a lot of international students have, like sino bang pwede kong gawing, you know, like referee na hindi naman pwedeng puros ano lang my professors, right? Ideally you would want someone who has seen you work.
Oo, tama.
But yeah, so yun yung selling point.
Kung halimbawa ako, lalapit ako sa Practera, ano yung dapat kong ibigay o ipaalam sa inyo pagpasok ko o pag humingi ako ng tulong sa Practera?
Thanks, Anne, and I'm really glad that you asked that because a lot of students do that, nag-email sa amin and asking for internship opportunities. But actually, you know, we do run these, you know, a range of experiential learning programs, but this is actually in partnership with universities. So we don't do the recruitment ourselves, all right? For example, in Victoria, we run the Study Melbourne Live projects, and ito yung one of the programs that I was saying that's really focused on building your employability skills and, you know, help you expand your social connections. But in order to apply for our program, you actually have to apply through the university. So we have almost, you know, all of the big universities participating in this program here in Melbourne, but may kanya-kanya silang application process.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, they also have their own recruitment processes, and it's different across these different universities. So what I would suggest is if you are keen to do, you know, an experiential learning program as this, have that consulting experience to start with is go to your careers center or your student services center, or at this time, I guess that will have to be, you know, you can
online.
Email them. Yeah. You can email or call them and ask, example, like, I don't know, like, is Monash University offering the live projects? I heard about it from a friend. How can I get involved? And so that's when they can advise you of process the next steps with that. Because we actually only just enter the picture once the universities have recruited their students, and that is when we manage the program from there on. And that is, you know, that's already in preparation for the students to start working on those projects with their project clients and mentors. I'd also like to clarify that this program is an initiative of Study Melbourne. Study Melbourne, to those who don't know, is the International Education Department of the Victorian Government. So they actually subsidize these spots, and you know that's shared by the universities. So the universities could also offer this opportunity to their students.
Yeah.
I hope that's clear.
Yes. Kaya dito pumapasok yung hindi lang ikaw basta mag-aral. You have to be really aware kung ano yung merong opportunities sa university mo, no?
That's one that I would personally encourage all students to really seek. And you know, utilize those available services, particularly, you know, most free services that the university offers. Diba, meron tayong mga volunteering. You can be like a student leader. You can help organize events. Meron din tayong mga peer mentoring programs. And just looking back at my own student journey, yun yung naging experiences ko that really honed my leadership skills and helped me become more confident actually in you know, like facing industry. Napaka-nerve-wracking nun lalo na kapag you know, bago ka palang dumating dito. It actually took me more than 6 months to begin with, like, you know, just understanding the accent, right? And and then to actually start working on and you know, engaging yourself in different activities. But what you have to think of is that you have to challenge yourself while you are still a student, because that will really prepare you. By the time you graduate, mas confident ka na. Imagine kung wala kang experiences while you were university. And then, and eto pa yung, ano, yung worst is that you meron tayo, unfortunately, with some, you know, some people would think na, oh, because we were not offered these opportunities. If you don't see the opportunity right there and then, find them, right? And you have to ask people or organizations where you can find these opportunities, because hindi man yon yung exactly hinahanap mo, people can direct you, at least, right?
Mm-mm. At naunahan mo na ako sa tanong kong sunod. Yung advice sa mga international students, ano, para, yun nga, to really step out there, go out of their comfort zone, search for opportunities to really hone and develop their skills.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm just, yeah, nice. I started to touch on seeking opportunities, yeah. Don't wait for them to come to you. Find them. For me, when I started, I would go to the Postgrad Association, you know, my university. I would ask them, how can I, my first experience in my, of, you know, being inspired to start with my leadership journey was when I saw, you know, one of my friends being a panelist in a student panel. So I can do that, right? I can do that. So that's when I started asking, how can I be involved? So do the same, you know, like seek opportunities where they are. And that's really my hope as well. Kung kaya ni hope, kaya ko. Because you really can.
Yeah.
And this was very early on my student journey. If people see that you are hungry and you're confident with your skills, particularly if you have much to contribute, ang daming tao na willing to help. So join seminars, you know, workshops. If you have a chance to be part of the organizing team, ask how you can also, and better yet, you can even have like access to free tickets, right? Where you are asked to lead, or even if not, seek leadership roles whenever there's the opportunity. And of course, you have to nail it, yeah? Because people will remember you. That is what I am certain of. Number two, connect with people. You have to learn how to network. And this is something that does not really come naturally, particularly to, you know, like even with, you know, even if I say that I'm an extrovert, I still in a lot of times feel uncomfortable. So I can just imagine for introverts, right? But you have to learn how to do it. Why? It's even my job now. I was a referral. Of course, I had to go through the application process and, you know, if I was a right fit, etc. But just that, the power of a referral would really take you far, mm-mm. right? So I would suggest that you connect with people, you network, you attend various events, and you have to nurture those relationships. Don't just show up and then get home and forget the people that you met, yeah?
You only contact them when you need them.
Yeah, and you know, that is sad.
Yeah.
A lot of my mentors are actually I hope they feel the same, but for me, I consider them as my friends because we can have real conversations. Yeah, and I think that is something that I'm really proud of because I can really be myself with them, right? And that actually leads me to what I was going to say next, that, you know, we have to learn how to do people favors and not even think of it as you are doing them one, right? How I think of it, and I really love to say this as such, that, you know, we are a helping community. Learn how to ask for help, and you would be surprised how many people are actually willing to support your growth. And which leads me to my last point is that once you've connected with people and people have helped you in the process, you also have to learn to give back because we have a moral responsibility to give back. We will only thrive as a community if we are in this together. Like, you know, where you have the opportunity as a student even, duman ka na sa process na you were mentored by someone else. Now that you are in your third or fourth year, for example, you know, you can start joining some other programs where you can be the peer mentor instead.
So yung sinasabi nilang giving back.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. While still a student, and there are so many other ways that you can actually, you know, you can actually do this. But a lot of common questions that I get is, how can I get started, right? You have to learn first before you can impart that learning. So mentor others who are just starting, like when you first did, and that's also good for your, you know, your ongoing professional development. I want to share this, and because I'm just reminded that, you know, when I first applied, when I graduated and was applying for jobs, it was very interesting because ang haba ng community involvement section ko. Mm-hmm. And I know that you should just be limiting that to a couple of bullet points, you know, but I was very, somewhat I'm proud.
Ang kapal lang CV mo.
Hindi naman, because my limit tayo with number of pages, mm-hmm. right? So I really just wanted to highlight the leadership roles. Mas hinighlight ko pa yung community involvement. Because there were so many skills there that I thought were more relevant to the job that I was applying for. Yeah.
Mm.
So a lot of the questions that I actually got were more on my volunteering jobs than my actual jobs. I was like, this is working for me.
Yeah.
So maganda yon. Yeah. So yeah, that's it. That's it. That I give back.
Thank you so much, Hope. Thank you so much, and all the best with what you are doing.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.